friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings, Voice of America listeners. I'm Muck Bill Yabro, and it's Thursday. Today is my last day with you all because my main man, Sonny, will be back from vacation tomorrow. Let's get right into the August 3rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Can we all start off with a Sunny Side of Sports salutation to the Atlas Lionesses of Morocco, who made it through to the round of 16 by beating Group H leaders Colombia 1-0. A win alone would not have helped them advance. They needed Germany to draw or lose to South Korea, and the result of that fixture was 1-1. So Colombia and Morocco are through from Group H. The knockout phase starts Saturday, August 5th, with Switzerland and Spain kicking it off for us, followed by Japan versus Norway, and lastly, the Netherlands versus South Africa's Banyana Banyana. Saturday will be action-packed. I know what I'll be doing. I hope you all will be tuned in as well. Now moving over to the basketball court, reporter Mike Mbonye spoke with Nigerian coach Taye Adebi about Nigeria beating Mozambique 59-52 at the FIBA Afro Basket Women's Tournament. Adebi says the semifinal game for Nigeria against Rwanda will be a tough one.
Mozambique is a strong team, which gave the Tigers hard time in the game. The first and the second quarter was a bad start for us because of the turnovers. You know, well, from the beginning of the third quarter, we started playing well. Beginning of ends, and there was ball movement. Today's game was quite tough, tougher than the one that we played before, because of Mozambique team, because for me, I know Mozambique team. I know some of the players. You know, they have experience. And the team itself, you know, is a big team, you know. And when it comes to their physical appearance and all that. So, the game was, like, giving me some kind of trouble when we started watching the game from the beginning. And because, you know, the way we started the game in the first place was, well, even the people around me were like having tension, like, oh, are we going to win this game? Are we going to win this game? But I know we're going to win this game because this kind of game I love to watch. It's not the kind of game that is one-sided. That's, oh, we're not talking about, oh, we already know the person, the people or the team that are going to win the game for you. This is a very good game, a very good team, two team, you know, almost having the same strength, you know. But at the end, the Tigers' victory.
Nigeria topped Mozambique 59-52 in the quarterfinal game of the FIBA Women's Afro Basket. Do you think the game was too close? And who are some Nigeria's outstanding players during the game?
We did not play our game from the beginning. Toward the end of the second quarter, we began to play better, putting up a fight on rebounds and defense. You know, play some defense, play some good defense and all that. But when you talk about the outstanding players in today's game, we have Mojana Musa, we have Elizabeth Balogun, we have Himi Okonkwo. You know, she really played well today, I must say. Together with Mojana Musa, they did so well today. And we have Palace. They all did well. I'm looking forward for tomorrow's game that they will do better. They will do better. I just love the way they put everything together. You know, when you watch the game yourself, you see the connection between Mojana and Ifunanya Okoro and then Emi Okonkwo. You see this connection. It was fantastic. I really love it.
Nigeria will meet host Rwanda in the semi-final game. What are your thoughts on the game?
It's not going to be an easy one because they are hosting. Secondly, they will have lots of fans on their side. And after their game with Uganda today, that ended up with 66-61, that game was tough. I tell you, tough game. So definitely not going to be an easy game, you know, with the Tigers. But all what we need to put together is to, as a Tigers, is to play hard, play good defense, lot of rebound, and that's all what we need to do today. We have to come out and play. We have to come out and win and play together as a team. And that same connection has to be there. It has to be there. Because let me tell you, the host team will not want to give up. They will not. They will not want to give up. And they are also a good team, you know. It's nothing that you can put aside, you know. So we should all come together, play hard, play as a team, play good defense. You know, our only emphasis on defense, defense, defense. We want to play defense. That's all that we need to, you know, do tomorrow. If you can, you know, come out tomorrow to play defense, everything is going to be easier. Every other one is going to be easier.
That was Tayi Adebi, assistant coach of Nigeria's national under-16 girls basketball team, speaking with reporter Mike Mbonier from Lagos, Nigeria.
VOA's English to Africa service celebrates its 60th anniversary on August 4th. Help us celebrate by sharing your thoughts on our programs. Send a voice message or a text to this WhatsApp number, plus 1202-258-3076. Tell us what your favorite program is, or let us know about a report we did that mattered to you. Recall a favorite memory about VOA Africa, or tell us what stories you think we should cover or how we can improve. That number, again, is plus 1-202-258-3076. Tell us your name and where you live, and you might hear your comments on our shows. And thanks for 60 years of support.
Jumping into the ring with some African boxing action, Morocco celebrated pro boxer Mohamed Rabai made a forceful comeback to big-time amateur boxing by outpointing Cameroon's Brandon Gonagon to qualify for the semifinals of the ongoing Africa Elite Men and Women's Boxing Championships in Cameroon's capital city, Yaoundé. Rabai says he has taken advantage of the new rules, which allows pro boxers to take part in amateur tournaments. Boxing reporter John Nene spoke with Rabai through an interpreter. Let's have a listen.
قال لك الشعور ديال كيفاش رجعتي
ولا فيكتوار بعد هذا الرجوع هذا
الشعور ديالي اول حاجه هي زعما الطموح ديالي
you see that the comeback is always difficult and professional boxing is not like an amateur to switch from professional to an amateur is a little bit difficult and the comeback is always difficult and he's very happy his first win after his comeback, and he aimed to do a good comeback for, why not, a new medal in the next Olympic. Okay. Yeah.
So ask him why he decided to feature now in this amateur tournament, because he's a professional boxer.
I'm a professional. بقى عندي الحق انني نلعب ورجع للاماتور لان ما ديباسيتش 10 ديال لي كومبا وباقا ما لعبتش على لي ديتيتر دونك انا باقا ما تلعبتش على ديتيتر بامكاني ان نرجع القانون اللي دارت لايبه جديد انك تقدر تلعب شامبيون دي موند لي تورنوا الانترناسيونال يخولوك انك دوز تلعب الكاليفيكاسيون بوغ لي جو اولمبيك
افكت اوف ذا نيو رولز اوف ايبا ذات ايفن اف هي دو بروفيشنال هي كان come back to amateur so boxing in amateur in world championship or in Olympics is always a dream for every boxer, so he can do that until 2024 in Paris, then he can do another comeback to professional for maybe a title in professional boxing.
So he's back because he's looking forward to Paris 2024.
Yeah, sure.
That's what he says.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. What about the prize money which is being offered now? Has that also attracted him back to amateur boxing?
يعني بالنسبة للملاكمة الاحترافية فيها يعني تحفيزات مادية لأكثر من بروفيس أكثر من لاماتور يعني كتلعب تقريبا 5 كومب في العام كتكون البريم ديالهم طالع وإن فوق كتلعب على البريم على اللي سانتور يعني البريم كيتضوبل على ثلاثة بالنسبة للاماتور هي بالنسبة لي أنا بغيت نعاود زعما نعاود التجربة بالنسبة لي أنا حسن من
The goal is not really money, because in professional boxing, prize money is bigger than in amateur. Yeah, is more higher is than amateur. He wants to do the sensation of amateur and Olympics. It's a special sensation for a boxer to box for his country, for Olympic or World Championship. Then if it's for money, he can do that after with the pro boxing. Yeah. Okay.
So in this case, he's aiming at the Olympics and the World Championships. Which year for the World Championships?
Donc les prochaines, j'ai mal l'objectif d'aller que na l'Afrique africaine les gars seront au Dakar. Et après, il me semble qu'on aura des tournois. Et après, championnat du monde ou l'Afrique olympique.
The goals are the qualification games in Dakar, then some tournament, then the World Championship, then if everything go well, the Olympics in Paris.
How does he view pro boxing compared to amateur?
Difference تصنديم يعني يكون تصنديم في اللعب كتقدر يعني كتلعب مرة في ثلاثة أمور مش بحال البوكس أماتور كتلعب شاك جور كتلعب. واللي كومبيتيسيون كتكون يعني امو بيناتهم تقدر تلعب دي تورنوات بزاف بالعكس بحال البروفيسيونال يعني كتبريباري الكامب اللي غتقدر دوز فيه واحد دو موا ابخي موتشات كدير كومبا ومن بعد قد ما كتطلع في يعني في الرايكينغ كيقللوا لي كومبا تقدر تلعب غير دو اون كومبا في لاني ماشي بحال لاماتور يعني اللعب كيكون على طول العام.
The difference is between organization and the rules of boxing. The organization are not the same. The rules you have one fight every 3 months. The way who you box of boxing is not like amateur. The ranking everything in pro boxing is different from amateur.
He is enjoying pro boxing more or amateur? Which one is he enjoying more?
شكون اللي كيعجبك بحسن في اللعب لاماتور ولا البرو
البروفيسيونيل البروفيسيونيل حسن حيت كتاخذ الوقت ديالك وكتكون عندك يعني الباور اكثر والتكنيك يعني شنو نقول لك استراتيجي والانتيليجونس في الكومبا يعني خصك تخدمهم كاملين في الدوري ديال الكومبا كامل.
He prefer professional boxing because the fight is already taller. You can do your strategy, observe your adversary. You have more power. You have the boxing is really difficult in amateur. It's very short. It's
you can't plan.
Yeah. You can't do what you want in a fight. Yeah.
But in pro, you can do what you want.
Yeah. Your strategy, your view, everything.
That was John Nene speaking with Muhammad Rabai through an interpreter in Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Hello. This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Now swinging things over to the track, Somalia's sports minister publicly apologized Wednesday and ordered that the chairperson of the National Track and Field Federation be suspended after a seemingly untrained female sprinter represented the African country at the World University Games in China and took more than 20 seconds to finish a 100-meter race. Minister of Youth and Sports Mohamed Bari Mahmoud said his ministry did not know how 20-year-old Nasra Abukar Ali was selected to compete in the women's 100-meter at the student games in Chengdu on Tuesday. The ministry separately released a statement directing the Somalia Olympic Committee to suspend National Athletics Federation chairperson Khadija Adan Daher amid allegations that Nasra Abukar was her relative and was given the chance to compete at the games because of that. Somalia's university union said it had not sent any runners to China as part of an official Somali team. A video of the agonizingly slow run by Nasra Abukar was shared across social media, and Mahmoud said that the performance was embarrassing for Somalia. In her qualifying race, Nasra Abukar was immediately left behind by the other runners and finished about 10 seconds after the winner. Despite being dead last, she did a little skip in the air as she crossed the finish line.
VOA Africa is celebrating its 60th anniversary on Friday. Do you want to watch our celebration? We have a special live stream airing from 1200 to 1300 UTC. To watch, log on to voaafrica.com, VOA Africa Facebook and YouTube pages. Join us celebrating VOA Africa's 60th anniversary. VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Lastly, we have a wrap-up of all the exciting African sports from Samson Omali. Sporty greetings, Samson.
Sporty Thursday greetings to you too, Mark Bill. We begin the wrap of Africa's sports in New Zealand and Australia, the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup, where South Africa's stunning 3-2 win over Italy at the Women's World Cup on Wednesday sparked celebrations at home and won presidential praise on the eve of the country's bid to host the 2027 edition of the tournament. The victory, a first for the side at the World Cup finals, sealed their passage into the round of 16, where they will face Netherlands on Sunday and could also have longer-term implications for the development of the game in the country. This was how some South African fans in Johannesburg reacted to the victory of the Banyana Banyana.
It's a big victory for South Africa. It's a huge, huge victory because what they went through before they left, you know, a lot of people have undermined them, you understand? Especially for them being Banyana Banyana being a woman team. So it has put us in a big spotlight.
Banyana Banyana is the star club of South Africa.
They have shown us that victory does not come in gender. And they have taken us to a place where we've never been before.
The squad have put behind them a pre-tournament row with the South African Football Association over bonuses and displayed a marked improvement from the team that lost all three games at their World Cup debut in France 4 years ago. Banyana Banyana captain Thembi Katlana, who scored the winning goal, was visibly emotional after the final whistle.
I've been in camp pushing every day. I chose to be with this team. We've got a lot of criticism, but it's football, you know. It's who wants it the best. Over the last 3 weeks, I've lost three family members. I could have went home, but I chose to stay with my girls because that's how much it means. I come back from a very, you know, brutal injury, and for me to be here to play for the country, to represent every single girl that wanted to be here, to make history with the girls for South Africa, I mean, everyone deserves it. You know, it was a team effort.
And now to basketball. The semi-finalists at the 2023 Women FIBA AfroBasket holding in Rwanda have emerged. Rwanda qualified for the 2023 FIBA Women's AfroBasket semi-finals courtesy of a 66-61 win over Uganda. Coach Sheikh Sarr of Rwanda describes their journey at the 2023 FIBA tournament as historic.
I don't know how to explain it. I'm very honored to be part of this historical journey. So we plan for that, and then we are working very hard for this. The camp we had, a lot of camps, so 1 month and a half. So everybody get emotional in the locker room because they believe this is possible, but there's, you know, get through fighting.
Also into the semifinals is Mali, who trounced Guinea 96-40 for the largest win margin in a tournament so far. Also into the semifinals is Senegal, who won their second straight game to advance to the 2023 FIBA Women's AfroBasket semifinals. Coming off the bench for the first time in the tournament after a 2-point performance against Egypt, Sierra Dillard was the reason Senegal edged out Cameroon 80-77 points.
We just came in ready. We lost to Angola, and it's not because they were better than us, but we did a lot of mistakes, and that's, like as coach said, we just learned from our mistakes. And last game I had 8 turnovers. That's a lot for a guard. I'm not a point guard, so I'm not supposed to have 8 turnovers. So I learned from it, and now I was like, yeah, I gotta lock in and just do best for the team, and man, just get a win, 1 win at a time.
Cameroonian coach Ahmed Mbumbo Njoya blamed their loss to Senegal on their defense lapses.
When we make our game plan was to control the rebound, and unfortunately Senegal was having a 38 rebound and we was having 33 rebound, and that was the key for me of the winning game, because they have lots of second chances and they was able to have to have more possession than us.
For Nigeria, the Tigres extended their winning streak in Africa by seeing off Mozambique 59-52 points. Speaking at the post-match conference, coach Rena Wakama and forward Elizabeth Balogun described their victory as hard-fought and well-deserved.
We didn't play our best basketball, okay? The first half was rough for us, okay? We didn't shoot well again. We had some turnovers. But one thing we did was we sat down and we played defense and we rebounded. Another solid rebound tonight. We had 51 rebounds. Okay, so one thing my team is going to do is they prove they're going to rebound for me. Okay, so we're going to keep building on that and getting better.
We just fought. We wanted it more, you know. We just fight and just listen to coach, you know. She motivated us, talked to us, and gave us the extra juice we needed, you know. So we just, you know, have to, you know, like she said, fight for everybody that came to support us, not just for us, but for the fans. So I just felt like we just fought harder and just dig in and just, you know, find something that we cherish more and just, you know, play for that.
The Tunisian National Olympic Committee held a ceremony on Wednesday in honor of swimmer Ayoub Halfanoui, who won gold in the 1,500 meters and 800 meters and silver in the 400 meters at the 2023 World Aquatics Championships in Fukuoka, Japan. The Tunisian National Olympic Committee awarded the double world and Olympic champion a prize of 100,000 dinars as a reward for their efforts and motivation. President Maryse Boissiéné said that the Olympic Committee wanted to pay tribute to Halfanoui for all his recent achievements and encourage him to raise the national flag high on podiums. And now to netball, where South Africa produced one of their best performances ever and nearly caused the largest upset at the ongoing Netball World Cup 2023 on Wednesday when they drew 48-all against world champions New Zealand in a Pool G match. In Kenya, the national women's cricket team will take part in the bilateral series set to be held between the 16th and the 26th of this month in Indonesia. The team, which has been training at the Raka Sports Club in preparations for the event, will face host Indonesia and Qatar in the 10-day series. Coach Francis Otieno and Captain Esther Wachira are confident of putting up a good performance.
Indonesia is ranked above Kenya by 2 places, so we really want to go and play them, and if we can be able to beat them, then that means that we'll have gained more points for Kenya, so we can be able to go ahead of them in terms of the ranking. So our biggest goal is to make sure that we go to Indonesia and try to win games against Indonesia, who are higher ranked team than the Kenya.
So far, so good according to the training we have been given for the last 2 weeks.
In athletics, world champion Faith Kipyegon of Kenya has been named the Sports Personality of the Month of July for Kenya. This was the second time in a row she has won the award after scooping the award for the month of June for shattering the women's 1,500 meters world record at the Florence Diamond League.
We will do our best in Budapest together with Beatrice over the 5,000 and Neely Chebet over the 1,500 and Brenda. So I think we are going to do our best and bring back the gold medal. As I'm heading there as defending champion, and I hope to defend my title over the 1500.
Staying with Kenya, Team Kenya for the Youth Commonwealth Games has departed for Trinidad and Tobago ahead of the quadrennial event set to start this Friday and running for the next 1 week in the Caribbean nation. The Kenyan team, comprising of 38 athletes across 7 sports disciplines, was officially flagged off by Sports Cabinet Secretary Ababu Nawamba, who urged them to go on and do their best. Staying with athletics, there have been calls in Somalia for officials to be sacked after fielding a novice 100-meter sprinter in the World University Games in China. The country's sports minister has apologized for selecting Nasra Abubakar Ali, who took almost twice as long as a winner to complete the race. She reportedly had no previous experience in top-level competitions. In a video of the event, the athlete is soon left out of shot and eventually completes the race with a jovial skip. The novice athlete completed the race in 21.81 seconds, more than 10 seconds behind the eventual winner.
VOA Africa is your trusted source for news, sports, entertainment, and music. Stay engaged with VOA Africa. We love to hear your voice. You can call us 24/7 on WhatsApp and leave a message. Leave comments, requests, or greetings. We may play your message on VOA Africa. Dial the international code +1, then 202-258-3076. VOA Africa is always happy to hear your voice. The number again is the international code +1, then 202-258-3076.
And that's a wrap for the August 3rd edition of the show. Hope you all have a great Thursday. I'm Mukbil Yabaro in Washington, in for Sonny Young. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African music mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African music mix plays only the best.
Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1300 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Linoch Mudu, host of Health Chat. Join me for the latest in health news, wellness tips, medical breakthroughs, and much more. Our experts inside the United States and beyond will share some insights on living a healthy life. Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA.
From the vast savannas to the lush rainforests of the continent, experience the soothing touch of shea butter and the nourishment of African black soap. On this week's episode of Our Voices, we'll be showcasing how these age-old skincare treasures have stood the test of time. Join the conversations Wednesdays at 19. 19-